Okay, we're continuing our journey through Perek Chelek in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Tesamad Aleph, the fifth line. The Gemara says, I'm Rav Chiya Barabba, Rav Yochanan. Rav Chiya Barabba says, in the name of Rav Yochanan, Konvim Kulam, Lo Nisnabu Eli Moshe Mashiach, all the Vim, they only prophesied for the Messianic era. All the prophecies from the Nevi'im are only for the Messianic era, of Olam Haba, but in the world to come. Again, two different explanations. Does it mean, let's say, according to the Rambam, where we go after we die, where Neshama goes after we die, or does it mean, let's say, according to the Ramban, where that after the Messianic era, there's going to be a new world that's going to be a sort of a quasi-supernatural world that we're going to live in. But regarding Olam Haba, Ayin L'Rasa Elokim Zulascha Yaseh L'Mechakelo, that this is, no one's seen it. And Ayin L'Rasa, we cannot visualize it. The prophets only prophesize about Yemos Mashiach. We cannot even imagine what Olam Haba is going to be like. We just have to wait for it. Upliga de Shmuel, but Rav Yochanan argues on Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Ein bein olam hazeh l'mos Mashiach, ela shibud malchios bilvad. The only difference between this world and the next world is shibud malchios, is the conquest of the nations, that we're no longer going to be subject to other nations. Now, big question is, well, who does the Rambam hold like? So you have this debate between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan holds that the supernatural prophecies are all about are in the Messianic era, and the Rambam says no, there's not going to be a supernatural world in the Messianic era. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, right, Hilchos Tshuva Perches Halacha Zayin, he says pretty explicitly that Kol Atovos Shemisnabim Bahem Anavim Yisrael Einam El Dvarim Shebaguf Shenanim Bahem Yisrael Limos Hamashiach, that all the good that the prophets are prophesizing, that's talking about the Messianic era, Bizman Shetashiv Mamshal Yisrael, when the kingdom will return to the Jewish people. V'altos Chayelam Abba, Ein La Erech V'timyon, V'lo Dimu Hanavim, Klo Yifchasu Otso B'dimyon. But anything that's from Olam Haba, that there's no, you can't imagine. The prophets couldn't imagine what that was. So it seems that the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva is following Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the prophecies, the supernatural prophecies, are about Yemos HaMashiach, the Messianic era, and Olam Haba is Ayin L'Rasa, wild imagination, that we can't even imagine. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, says, don't think that Yemos HaMashiach, that anything's going to be different than this world, that it's going to be supernatural. He says, no, the world's going to be like it is right now. And the only difference in Halacha Beis is, the only difference is Shibun Malchios, that's like Shmuel. So the Gemara says they argue, but the Rambam quotes both Rav Yochanan and Shmuel. And he says that the Messianic era in Hilchos Tshuva is going to be these wild prophecies, that the prophets prophesied these unbelievable, you know, good that's going to happen, supernatural stuff. That's Yemos HaMashiach. But in Hilchos Melachim, he says, no, there's not going to be anything supernatural. And in fact, the Rambam says that when Yeshaya prophesied about the wolf lying with the lamb, that's all Derech Mashal, it's all a parable. It just means there's going to be world peace. And in fact, the Kesef Mishnah points out that there seems to be a contradiction. Hilchos Tshuva, he says that the Gemara in Hilchos Tshuva, he says that, oh, here he's quoting Rav Chiya in the name of Shmuel, Rav Chiya Barabba in the name of Shmuel, I'm sorry, Rav Chiya Barabba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Messianic era is going to have all these supernatural prophecies, or it's going to be fulfillment of the supernatural prophecies, But in Hilchos Melachim, he seems to pass like Shmuel. So what does Rambam hold? What will Yemos HaMashiach be like? So there's a fascinating tshuva by the Radbaz. Michtav Yad Orachaim Yorodea Chelech Ches Simon Ayin Aleph. And he says the following. He says that the Rambam really holds, and the Messianic era is going to be a natural world. That he says, Al Yale Alev should be Yemos HaMashiach Yivata Dovim Min Hagol Shalom. Don't think that in the Messianic era that the world's going to be any different, other than we're not going to be subservient to other nations. And he says that the prophecies are only Derech Mashal. And he says the following. He said that Chazal knew that, at least according to the Rambam, according to the Ravaz, that the Chachamim knew that the prophecies were only Derech Mashal. But they didn't want to tell the people that. They didn't want to tell the people that all these things that the Nevi'im are prophesying are only a mashal, only a parable. Shalallah says to Rifayon Belev B'nei Adam Mechushav Dir Nevi'im, so that people will like not be spiritually inspired. Like they want to hear these miracle stories. So that's why in the Gemara they said they really argue. And they want people to really have faith in the Mashiach's going to come, and they're gonna have all these wonderful, miraculous, supernatural things happening to them. That's what Chazal, they want to give people inspiration about this. And the Rambam basically quoted both of these passages. And really, the first passage, in Hilchos Tshuva, he quotes Rav Chiya bar Abba, who seems to indicate that these prophecies seemingly refers to supernatural prophecies. But he said to get people excited. And then the Radvaz writes, Uvasof achibor, shemi shegi l'shem kvar chazik b'munoso. But by the time you get to Hilchos Malachim, you got to the end of the Rambam, you already strengthen your faith. So there Perah showed Hayudim asher yadu hanvim l'Yisrael, shekulam mashal rov hatova v'ashava. By the time you get to Hilchos Tshuva, we need to inspire you that you want to do good. So we're going to talk about the prophecies and the miraculous prophecies, get you really excited. By the time you get to Hilchos Malachim, and you really have and you have true emuna, so then we're going to tell you, no, it's only derech mashal. So the Rambam really holds that the Yemos Mashiach is only derech mashal. The Gra in Imrei Noam says that the way Shmuel argues on Rabbi Yochanan is that he holds that Shibud Malchios is the first stage of the Messianic era, which is Mashiach ben Yosef, and the second stage will be the wars of prophecy, will be Mashiach, time of Mashiach ben David, and then you'll have all the supernatural prophecies taking place. So he thinks that there are two different stages of the Messianic era. And that's what Shmuel holds. There's Shibud Malchios, you know, natural, the first stage, but the second stage, you'll have all these prophecies. The Gemara then goes on and says that Amar Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Nevi'im lo nisnabu ela lebali tshuva, that the prophets only prophesize for the bali tshuva. About tzaddikim gemurim ayin l'rasa elokim zulascha, that the for tzaddikim gemurim the reward is going to be unimaginable. And he argues, Rabbi Yochanan argues, pliga de Rabbi Abbahu. He argues with Rabbi Abbahu. Damar Rabbi Abbahu, the Rabbo says, makom shebale tshuva omdim sham, or place where the bali tshuva stand. Tzadikim ein omdim sham, righteous people can't stand there. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, shalom sham l'rachok v'l'karov, peace to those who are distant and to those who are close. Bereisha rachok, first there's peace to those who are far, because it says that first in the pasuk. V'hader karov, and then afterwards there's peace to those who are close. So my rachok m'timei kara. So what's rachok? Someone who is far from God initially. My karov, and what does it mean close? Karov demi karov d'hash. Someone who's close before and now. So someone who is far away from Hashem and then returned, came close. So that's, he gets shalom. He gets more peace than the one who was always close to Hashem. But Rabbi Yochanan understands this differently. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Larachok shehu rachok me'avera." He was far from avera all his days, and then karov shehu karov me'avera, that he is close from sin. V'nisrach menu, and he was first. So the first was rachok. He's far from sin all his days, meaning someone who's at tzadik gamor. Shom shol the rachok, far from sin. La karov means that you were close from sin initially, you were a sinner first, and then Yisrach Meder, then you distance yourself, that's your Baal Teshuva. So he interprets Rachok as a Tzadik Gamor, and Karov is as a Baal Teshuva. So there are a lot of different explanations as to this notion of how, according to Rabbi Abbahu, how can you say that a Baal Teshuva is a higher level than a Tzadik who never sinned? So Rishonim understand this differently. The Rambam, for example, says that a Baal Teshuva is on a higher level because the Ram Hilchos Tshuva Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet, because he gets more reward because he has tasted sin and he conquered his Yetzer Haras. That you're rewarded for conquering Yetzer Haras. So the one who sinned had a stronger Yetzer Hara. Similarly, I think the Torah Chaim says something similar He says that we know that a mitzvah ase overrides a mitzvah lo tase, right? And because a mitzvah lo tase, simply you don't do it. Mitzvah ase, you work hard to do the mitzvah. So there's more value to the ase than the lo tase. So similarly, tzadik gamor, so since he basically doesn't sin. So okay, so that's one level. But someone who is about tshuva, he did the positive mitzvah of tshuva, and he worked hard. So therefore, if to do mitzvah of tshuva, therefore he's on a higher level. The Maharsha has a different take on this. He says it can't be that Baal Tshuva is on a higher level than a Tzadik Gamor. So therefore he thinks what it means really is that a Baal Tshuva is someone who was about to sin, but he didn't sin. He's on a higher level than someone who's a Tzadik who never even had a desire to sin. The Sefer Yashar says that no, really, Tzadik Gomer is on a higher level, but a Baal Tshuva needs more help so that he doesn't return to sin. Or Hashem needs to show the Baal Tshuva that he loves him more than he does for the Tzadik so that the Baal Tshuva doesn't fall back into his wayward path. So that's what it means, that Hashem shows greater love, greater peace for the Baal Tshuva, but even though the Tzadik might be at a higher level. The Avodas Halevi says that a Baal Tshuva, it says that the Baalei Tshuva on a higher level. Baalei Tshuva is those, it doesn't say those who are Osei Tshuva. The Baalei Tshuva is a higher level because those who lead others to Tshuva, so they are on a higher level. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Achia Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Nevi'im Kulam Listabu, Ela Lemasi Bita L'Tamad Chacham, Elose Prakmatia, L'Tzorach L'Tamad Chacham, V'Lemahane Tamad Chacham Minachasa. The Rabbi Yochanan said that all the Nevi'im, they prophesize for those who marry his daughter off to a Talmid Chacham, and those who do business to help a Talmid Chacham, and those who give the Talmid Chacham from their property. But the reward of a Talmid Chacham is so much greater. You can say it's unimaginable. It's a much higher level than someone who is learning Torah than someone who simply supports Torah study. So question is, what does this mean here? So you're at a higher level if you learn Torah than if you simply support Torah. Question is, how does that relate to the concept of Yisachar Zvulun? We know that the Yipaskin Lahalacha, that if you make an agreement, it's found in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah and the Shach, that we paskin, at least the Torah, the Ramah and the Shach, that we paskin that if we make a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement, the Zvulun says, I will give you X amount of money and we will partner in Torah, I get half your reward, then it's the same level. Our Gemara seems to say it's not the same level, one who supports Torah versus one who learns Torah. So how does that fit into the Yisachar Zvulun arrangement? So the Ramosha, Nigros Moshe, Yordea, Chilak Dalet, Simon Lam Zayin, so he says that our Gemara is talking about someone who only helps a little bit. He helps, but it's not the same that your actual fully support. If you fully support your mamish ashutaf, you're fully a partner, and you give half your earnings to the Talmid Chacham, and he gives you half of his reward, then you get the same reward. It would be the same if you learned to support it. Our Gemara is talking about that you help him a bit, you help him, but you're not actually partners. It's not a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement, and that's why it's not the same to actually learning Torah.